A stranger's cryptic warning, rain in the mountains, saved two biologists from drowning in a Costa Rican river in 1994. They watched in stunned silence as the water transformed from calm to violent in moments, carrying trees and debris downstream. That local man possessed something most modern humans have lost, ancestral wisdom about how the world actually works. We've traded survival knowledge for technological comfort, and the cost is higher than we realize. Our bodies evolved over millions of years to thrive in specific conditions, yet we now live in environments that would baffle our ancestors. We're running ancient software on hardware designed for a world that no longer exists, and the system is crashing. This disconnect, what we might call evolutionary mismatch, explains much of modern misery. We sit for hours despite bodies built for constant movement. We eat foods our great-grandparents wouldn't recognize. We sleep under artificial lights that confuse our circadian rhythms. We raise children in ways that would seem bizarre to 99% of humans who ever lived. The result? Epidemics of anxiety, depression, obesity, and chronic disease that were virtually unknown to our hunter-gatherer ancestors. We're not broken. We're just wildly out of context. Understanding where we came from reveals why rapid change isn't always progress. Every human, regardless of culture, shares fundamental traits. We all use language, recognize ourselves as distinct beings, express emotions through facial expressions, create tools to make other tools, live in groups with social hierarchies, and practice reciprocity. These universals didn't appear yesterday. They're written into our biology through millions of years of evolution. A child born in Tokyo, Lagos, or Sao Paulo will naturally smile when happy and cry when distressed, will learn to speak whatever language surrounds them, and will instinctively seek connection with caregivers. These aren't learned behaviors, but biological inheritances shaped by countless generations facing similar survival challenges. When we ignore this deep history, we risk designing environments and lifestyles that clash with our fundamental nature. Modern office cubicles, for instance, violate our evolved need for both social connection and environmental awareness. Our ancestors survived by maintaining awareness of their surroundings and their group members simultaneously. Processed foods exploit taste preferences that once helped our ancestors identify calorie-rich resources in scarce environments, where a sweet fruit or fatty meat represented vital calories that might not appear again for days. Understanding these mismatches helps explain why modern life often feels subtly wrong despite its conveniences. Consider the journey. Life began 3.5 billion years ago as single-celled organisms floating in primordial seas, gradually developing the biochemical machinery that powers all living things today. About 500 million years ago, the first vertebrates appeared in ancient oceans, developing the basic body plan, a backbone, skull, and nervous system that we still carry today. This architecture proved so successful that it became the foundation for all subsequent vertebrate evolution, from fish to amphibians to mammals. Mammals emerged roughly 200 million years ago, developing warm blood and nurturing their young with milk, allowing offspring to develop larger, more complex brains in protected environments rather than being born fully formed. This extended childhood became crucial for learning and brain development. Our primate ancestors branched off around 65 million years ago, developing grasping hands with opposable thumbs and forward-facing eyes for life in the trees, where depth perception meant the difference between a successful leap and a fatal fall. These adaptations, precise hand control and stereoscopic vision, later proved invaluable for tool use and fine manipulation. The human lineage itself split from other great apes approximately 6 million years ago in Africa, as climate changes transformed forests into savannas and our ancestors adapted to life on the ground. Walking upright freed our hands for carrying and tool use while allowing us to see over tall grass to spot both predators and prey. Our species, Homo sapiens, appeared only 200,000 years ago, a mere blink in evolutionary time. For the vast majority of that period, we lived as hunter-gatherers in small, mobile bands of 25 to 150 individuals, moving with seasonal food sources and maintaining intimate knowledge of our local environment. Agriculture arrived just 10,000 years ago, fundamentally transforming human society by enabling permanent settlements, food surpluses, and population growth, but also introducing new diseases, social hierarchies, and nutritional deficiencies unknown to our foraging ancestors. Industrialization emerged only 250 years ago, and the digital revolution merely decades past. This vast timeline means our bodies and brains were shaped by environments radically different from today's world. We carry Stone Age hardware trying to run modern software, which explains why so many contemporary challenges feel unnatural, why we crave sugar and fat despite their abundance, why we feel anxious in crowds of strangers rather than the familiar faces of our tribe, why we struggle with sedentary work when our bodies expect daily movement, why we feel disconnected despite constant digital communication, and why understanding our evolutionary heritage is essential for creating healthier lives. Recognizing these evolutionary mismatches doesn't mean rejecting modernity, but rather designing modern environments that honor our biological needs, incorporating movement into our days, fostering genuine social connection, spending time in nature, and creating work that feels meaningful and aligned with our deeper human drives.